In Play Radio, from tea to green, we've got it covered.
It's in the hole.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Golf Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined on the line by Jamie Spence to look ahead to the final day of the 2014 Ryder Cup. Been a fantastic event so far. Europe lead 10-6 going into the final day. Should be a mouth-watering day at Gleneagles. How are you, Jamie?
Yeah, Alex, I'm great. I'm you know, lucky enough to be working for the European team this week, and I'm in at Gleneagles in the hotel, and I've got the window open, and the cheering at the first tee's already started. It's only 9 o'clock. It's absolutely rammed down there. It's going to be an amazing day, we hope.
Yeah. Well, we better get a move on then. As I said, Europe League 10-6 going into the final day. On the whole, they've produced the better and more consistent golf, haven't they, over the first 2 days?
Yeah, they have. Yeah, we've had some stellar pairings, haven't we, with McDowell and Dubuisson and Henrik Stenson and Justin Rose. They've really shone this week. So, yeah, we've had some good pairs, coupled with the fact, I think, that Watson dropping his rookies for the afternoon on Friday, and then not playing Keegan Bradley and Phil Mickelson. And I understand Phil Mickelson asked to play personally, but was declined. So that seems to be a mistake. It's easy in hindsight. Jimmy Walker and Ricky Fowler looked absolutely spent yesterday afternoon, having played three games to the 18th hole. Doesn't sound a lot, does it? Three lots of 18, but into this pressure, it can really take it out of you. So there's been a few mistakes, which is inevitable, but the European team has certainly capitalised.
Right, well, we've got obviously 12 singles to look forward to, so we'll dive straight into the action. Just a brief preview on each will suffice. We start 11:36 the first tee off time. Graham McDowell against Jordan Spieth, 10 to 11 each of two. The market can't split them, can you, Jamie?
No, I can't. I can't split them at all. G-Max is tough as you can get. He's just got nerves of steel, and that's why he's going at number one. Let's not forget, Kelty Manery went at number 12. He wasn't very happy going at number 12. As it happens, he holds the winning putt. So real change for Graham McDowell is going at one, leading the team. I can't split them. I think I can see it going all the way down the 18th.
Okay, fair enough. Next up at 11:48, Henrik Stenson against Patrick Reed. 8-11 for Stenson, 11-10 for Reed. Stenson, you know what you're getting with him. Reed has been pretty good this week, but obviously lacks the Ryder Cup experience.
Yeah, Reed's been pretty much a revelation. You know, he's leading the points, the joint leader of points with Jordan Spieth. So they put their best two players of the week out, one and two. He's playing exceptionally well, Reed. However, he's up against Henrik Stenson, who's won a half a point more. He's won 3 points this week, Henrik Stenson. I fancied Stenson from the start of the week, and I think Stenson will pit Patrick Reed this afternoon.
Okay. Next up at midday, Rory McIlroy tees off with Ricky Fowler. 8-13 for McIlroy, 13-10 for Fowler. The 8-13 on McIlroy might seem pretty fair here when you consider he's pretty short for most tournaments at the minute. He's not been at his ultimate best this week, but he's still been pretty good, and Ricky Fowler has been struggling at times.
No, it all depends how, I think, if Rory McIlroy drives the ball well, he will beat Ricky Fowler, because Ricky Fowler didn't play his best yesterday afternoon. He's played four games. Rory, as you say, Rory hasn't won all of his games either. But you just cannot get away from the world number one, Rory McIlroy, providing the driver works, and that's why you're getting odds on. If his driver works, he'll win.
Okay. 12-12 next up. Justin Rose against Hunter Mahan. 4-6 for Rose, 6-5 for Mahan. Rose has been in fantastic nick this week, and he'll be looking to continue that in what could be a pretty key matchup this.
Yeah, leading point scorer Justin Rose. He won 3.5 points for the European team. Unbeaten, Justin Rose. And he always goes out four in the Ryder Cups, and he's been playing Phil Mickelson the last few times, but they dropped Phil to number five. They stuck in Hunter Mahan. They must have known that Justin Rose is going to play at four. Maybe Hunter Mahan can think he can take down Justin. I don't think he will. Justin will win.
Okay, 4-6 for Justin Rose. Confident selection there. Next up at 12:24, Stephen Gallagher against Phil Mickelson. You mentioned that Mickelson is down to five. He's 4-6. Gallagher 6-5. He'll have the crowd on his side here, Gallagher, but coming up against a pretty formidable opponent.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult for Stevie Gallagher. I mean, he had a tough morning on Friday. The crowd were whipped up, and the emotions are very, very high. Hard to calm down and play your game. He'll be ready for this afternoon, Steve. He's got a great record round here. I can see him pulling off a shock and beating Phil, and obviously working with Europeans is exactly what I hope.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we all do. Next up, 12:36. Martin Kaymer against Bubba Watson. 4-5 for Kaymer. Bubba Watson at even money. This looks certainly one of the more intriguing matchups, Jamie.
Yeah, well, neither have played their best this week, Kaymer and Watson. Bubba Watson hasn't got a single point, and Kaymer's got 1 point. So this is a tough one to call. Neither on top of their game. I'm hoping Bubba's going to whip up the crowd on the first. That'll be great fun. You'd have to think, Mark, it's a real matchup of German technology against American ingenuity. I think I can't call this match, Alex, I'm afraid.
Okay, that's fair enough. Nicely put, though. Next up, 12:48. Thomas Bjorn and Matt Kuchar. 11-10 for Bjorn. Kuchar at 8-11. Which way do you see this one going, Jamie?
Well, Thomas Bjorn's earned a half a point and in the first morning, and Matt Kuchar's earned no points. So again, it's a bit like the previous game. Thomas is one of my best mates out here, so I'm really rooting for him, and I just hope he can sneak by Matt Kuchar. But again, it's too tight. Again, I think it's a tight game to call. Punters want to be aware here of the tie in all these games, and there's going to be quite a few halves, I'm thinking. I think there could be at least two or three halves matches, and that's something to take into consideration.
Okay, I should add, I'm giving you the draw no bet prices, if you like.
Oh, you give me draw no bet prices?
Yes, I'm taking the draw out of it, if you like. But no, as you said, you are right in saying that that is a player, obviously, the tie.
We get our money back.
Yes, exactly.
Let's back Bjorn then.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just trying to help the punters a little bit, Jamie. Next up, we've got Sergio Garcia against Jim Furyk. 4-5 for Garcia. Even money for Jim Furyk on the draw no bet market.
Yeah, well, 2.5 points to Sergio so far this week. Heavily criticised by Nick Faldo. He spoke openly to the team last night that he's going to give it his best today. It's not been a great week for Gentleman Jim. 1 point only for Jim Furyk, and he's had some heartbreak in his time in the Ryder Cups, and I think he's going to have more this afternoon. Sergio looks pumped up. I think Sergio's going to beat Jim.
Okay, Garcia has been in good nick so far this week. Next up, Ian Poulter against Webb Simpson. This one coming up at 1:12. 4-7 for Ian Poulter. Simpson at 11-8. Poulter is short here, isn't he, Jamie? But he has such a good record in the Ryder Cup and bounced back to form yesterday.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he chipped in, and we saw the Poulter roar. Webb Simpson's been anonymous since his first tee duff on Friday morning, hitting the first shot. That was awful. Watson's kept him out of the team since then. Poulter's not been at his best. It's a hard one to call. You know, being pro-European, I'm obviously rooting for Poulter. And, he was on the range quite a long time yesterday afternoon, Poulter. I think he'll beat Webb Simpson. He's not been seen since that first round defeat.
Okay. Next up, Jamie Donaldson against Keegan Bradley at 1:24. On the draw no bet markets, it's even money for Donaldson. Keegan Bradley at 4-5 here, Jamie.
Yeah, again, this is a difficult match. Jamie Donaldson's been a revelation. He's got 2 points out of 3. He's played great with Lee Westwood. He's up against Keegan Bradley, who'd be smarting about being left out all day yesterday. It's going to be a difficult afternoon for Jamie Donaldson. He's playing well. I'm just hoping he can take him down the last. It's going to be close. I'm rooting with Jamie. With Bradley, he's a campaigner for the US team. It's going to be a difficult day for Jamie.
Okay. We've got Lee Westwood against Jimmy Walker, the penultimate game. Even money for Westwood, Walker 4-5. Matched up similar to the Donaldson-Bradley game. And again, Westwood, someone who has been in and out so far this week. But we know that on the big stage, he's been there and done that.
Yeah, he certainly has, Lee Westwood. What's this, his ninth Ryder Cup? Incredible stuff for Lee Westwood, and he equaled Seve's record this week of wins. He's only just behind Nick Faldo now, and he's 2 points to equal Nick's all-time record. And he was pretty tearful at that as well. He realises what a milestone that is for Lee Westwood. What a campaign he's been in the Ryder Cup. He's up against Jimmy Walker, the long-hitting Jimmy Walker, who's played all four games this week. I've got to back Lee Westwood's a strong fancy for me this afternoon to beat Jimmy Walker.
Okay, a strong fancy Lee Westwood at even money. And the final pairing coming up at 1:48, Victor Dubuisson at 8-11 against Zach Johnson at 11-10. We'll hope that it doesn't come down to this one, Jamie, but if it does, which way are you going?
Well, we're very strong at the top, Europe, and we're very strong down the bottom. So if it doesn't quite go our way in the first few games and in the middle, we do have a strong end to the proceedings. With Donaldson played well, Westwood, and Victor Dubuisson's been magnificent. The Scarlet Pimpernel, as we're calling him. Can he win 3 out of 3? That's a big ask for any rookie. If anyone can, Victor can. He's been absolutely sensational. I don't think Zach Johnson's been playing that well, so this week in particular anyway. So he's not won a point. Victor's 1-2 and he's played great golf. How can you go against the Frenchman?
Fair enough. I quite like that. Okay, De Bruyson at 8-11. Obviously, just the outrights very quickly, Jamie. Europe 1-9, the tie 11-1, USA at 9-1. Hard to look past Europe, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is, yeah, of course it is. And it does look a formality, but it looked like that in Medina, didn't it? It looked like that in Brookline. I think this hinges on the first four games. If Europe can at least have a parity in those first four games, I think the Cup's going to stay in Europe. But it's not going to be easy. Don't let anybody think that this is going to be a walkover. I can't see that.
Okay. And so, finally, Jamie, if I can just get your sort of three best bets from those draw-no bet markets that I've just mentioned, we'll try and put them in a treble for the listeners. So who are the three that you're most confident about today?
Justin Rose.
Yep.
Lee Westwood. Victor Dubuisson in a treble.
Okay, Justin Rose to beat Hunter Mahan at 4-6. Lee Westwood to beat Jimmy Walker at even money. And Victor Dubuisson at 8-11 to beat Zach Johnson. Now the draw no bet markets. Put those three together, you get almost 5-1. So a pretty healthy treble. Great stuff, Jamie. Thank you very much for your time. Best of luck today. I know you'll be following it very, very closely indeed. And we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.